Podcast.
It is 8 to 5. Hello, Ender.
Hey, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good, Ender. Bizarre weather in the UK. It's causing lots of problems.
Yeah, so it's a public holiday across the UK today, and it's likely to be the hottest ever public holiday. They reckon it's go past 29 Celsius, so that's a big, big deal. But get this, flash flooding overnight. 58 millimetres of rain fell in Edgbaston, Birmingham, in 1 hour. 58 millimetres of rain. That's a month's worth of rain in just over an hour. Extraordinary. So there's flash flooding warnings in place. More to come today. And several properties damaged by 20,000 lightning strikes over the weekend. Bizarre weather. It's going to be extremely hot today across the whole of the UK, and more flash flooding to come. So make of that what you will. Bizarre weather.
Now, two young people are dead after taking drugs at a festival.
Yeah, a bad batch of drugs, police are blaming this on. Not that there's any good drugs to be had at these festivals, just terrible. Mutiny Festival is the name of it. It takes place in Portsmouth, down on the coast. The cancel of the festival, an 18-year-old girl from Havant in Hampshire called Georgia Jones, she's dead. And a 20-year-old local guy called Tommy Cowan, also from Havant, recently become dad. Reportedly, he is dead as well. So two young people dead, 12 others taken to hospital, and a police warning about this bad batch of drugs and the festival over in tragic circumstances.
Now, Liverpool had a tough weekend, but there's now death threats against the goalie.
So keyboard warriors have been out in force over the weekend online. Loris Karius is the Liverpool goalie. Need to watch footage or go online to see that he made two pretty calamitous howlers against Real Madrid, which cost Liverpool any chance really in that game. And prior to that, they'd taken out our best player, Mo Salah, quite cynically. His World Cup is hanging by a thread now, as is his collarbone. Pretty horrific stuff. But the goalie has been receiving death threats online, so-called fans, in inverted commas. Merseyside police are investigating. All in all, a final to forget, but one would hope he will come back stronger, and so too will Liverpool.
And Chris Froome has made history.
Yeah, extraordinary performance. He rode into Rome yesterday to win the Giro d'Italia. It's largely ceremonial, the final stage, so nobody could overtake him anyway, but he won it by 46 seconds. In total, over 3 weeks of grueling cycling. It started in Israel. I was there on day one in Jerusalem when he fell off his bike really heavily and badly, just doing a reconnaissance ride around the time trial route. He was barely able to walk, but he kept going. And the first 2 weeks, nothing to remember really from Froome. And then Friday, he was over 3 minutes leader, and he absolutely smashed it. One of the rides of all time by Chris Froome. The reigning holder of the Tour de France, Vuelta a España, and Giro d'Italia. Only two other men in history have done that, Eddie Merckx and Bernard Hinault. So Froome is writing his way into the history books. Just extraordinary.
Yeah, well done to Christopher Froome and a good warm-up. Well, it's not really a warm-up, but of course the Tour de France is next. Ender Brady, thank you.
See you, Ollie.